Support comes from USC Online, providing exceptional online graduate programs, certificates, and upskilling for current and aspiring professionals. Explore your graduate options today with the University of Southern California at online.usc.edu.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. Some films aim for high insanity. Ted 2 aims low and hits the target, but it also manages in its scattershot way to resonate with our fevered times. Seth MacFarlane's raunch-rich comedy is a sequel to his 2012 hit about an amiable guy from Boston and the foul-mouthed womanizer of a teddy bear who's been his best friend since childhood. Once again, the guy, John, is played by Mark Wahlberg. MacFarlane provides Ted's voice, and no holds or cringeful vulgarities are barred. This time, though, the focus turns from a love triangle between John, Ted, and Mila Kunis's Laurie to a civil rights struggle, yes, you heard that right, pitting Ted against a world of implacable bigots. When the movie begins, John is divorced from Laurie, Mila Kunis is out of the picture, and Ted is getting married to Tammy Lynn, the supermarket checker played with broad-brush Bostonian brashness by Jessica Barth. As the marriage turns sour, the couple tries to save it by having a baby. That's almost always a bad idea, and in this case it's also a sexually challenging idea that leads to a lunatic effort at insemination involving a nighttime assault on a sleeping Tom Brady, a failed attempt at adoption, and finally a determination by the Commonwealth of Massachusetts that Ted is not a person but a piece of property and therefore unfit to be married, let alone to adopt a child. Does this mean the story suddenly turns serious? Well, no and yes, pretty much simultaneously. Ted, too, can't seem to sustain a style or indeed a train of thought for more than a few moments before jumping the tracks for something else. That's the movie's weird charm, plus a source of constant frustration, because many of its jokes and comic set pieces are just god-awful. Yet the issue of person or property, with its echoes of slavery, is right there in the middle of the chaos, and MacFarlane and his colleagues go for it with all the solemn nonsense at their command. The most prominent element in Ted's legal campaign to prove his personhood, his humanity, is Amanda Seyfried's Samantha, a neophyte lawyer who takes his case. Sam comes on as a pot-smoking caricature of a liberal do-gooder, and in one instance of charmingly goofy derailment, she sings a romantic ballad called Mean Old Moon in a vast field of marijuana while forest creatures, including a deer, a rabbit, a penguin, and a lobster, pay rapt attention. Still, Seyfried is unwaveringly earnest. It's a terrific performance. And Sam is eloquent as Ted's defender during a courtroom sequence that, like so much of the production, goes on too long and has moments of real brilliance. Who gets subjugated after the bear, she asks. In a movie devoted mainly to making you laugh, it's a plea for tolerance that takes your breath away. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.